RadioMD.
RadioMD.com.
This is Healthy Children, brought to you by the American Academy of Pediatrics on RadioMD.com. Here's Melanie Cole, MS.
In my blog on RadioMD, I wrote one called The Superwoman Syndrome. You know, we try and do it all. We are mothers. We are working women. We're spouses. And we're children of aging parents. And we try and do it all, but something's got to give. We have to ask for help. How do we do that? And that work-life balance, how do we achieve that? Is it even possible? My guest is Dr. Wendy Sue Swanson. She is a board-certified pediatrician, mother of two young boys, and the author of the Seattle Children's Hospital Seattle Mama Doc blog. It's the first pediatrician-authored blog for a major children's hospital. Welcome to the show, Dr. Swanson. So you and I are on the same page on this. Let's talk about this work-life balance. Is it possible to achieve?
Well, you know, you ask a great question. First off, it's great to be here. And I think, you know, this kind of all the different messages we hear, having it all, doing it all, succeeding in all of this, right, is really intimidating. And more than anything, I think there are two things that we have to remember when we enter the world of parenthood and, you know, get pregnant or adopt a child or meet our child for the first time. That, number one, one of my colleagues once told me, you know, just forgive yourself in advance. Right, so it's going to be messy at times. It's going to feel imperfect at times. It's going to be sandpapery. And then if we can give ourselves a little margin of error, that's going to be really important. And then the second, I think, really important thing we have to keep remembering is that this will always be a work in progress, and balance, kind of the elusive work-life balance, will always be kind of out of reach, because each and every day that our children grow, they are different people, even more, I think, in some ways than we are different people as parents. So as this moving target goes, have patience with yourself and with the circumstances to know that you can always make a change, particularly as your needs change and as your children's needs change.
Well, that's great advice, because I have realized in myself that I used to be a neat freak, and now I look around and there's a piece of clothing on the floor, or I haven't swept the kitchen floor in a couple of days, and you know, these kinds of things fall by the wayside when you're working 10 jobs and have two kids and do all the things that we all do. So talking about finding patience, we have to find that patience. That's the first thing. What's the next thing we have to do?
Well, I think at the other times, too, you have to figure out kind of who's on your team. So most of us who are, you know, we know that about 40% of women now are the breadwinners in their home. 40%. Now, that doesn't mean just 40% are working. It means they're the primary kind of income earner in their house. So that's very reflective of really the time in which we live, where most children are being raised by a combination of parents. Some are being raised by single parents. Some are being raised by grandparents. Some are being raised by one parent and a grandparent. Some are being raised by, you know, mom, dad, mom, mom, dad, dad. So, you know, the new structure of families is really different and evolving. So I'd say the next point, besides having patience, is really understanding that from the very beginning, even with the early infant wake-ups, you know, babies, when they're born, wake up 3 to 4 times at night. How are you dividing up even those wake-ups at night? Now, if mom's breastfeeding, it's mom most of the time doing it. But is dad there, or is a partner there helping take and shift that demand? Put in earplugs, the other parent, if you're training your baby how to sleep at 9 to 12 months or 6 to 9 months, and say, you know, on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, I take the baby at night. I get up for all the awakenings. And on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, my partner, he puts in earplugs so he gets really good sleep. So he's ready to go to work that next day and ready for Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday when it's his turn. You know, and I think that's the beginning.
So that's about asking. Okay, but that's about asking for help. And not everybody is that good. We think to ourselves, well, we can do it all. I can do it all. But something's got to give. And then we have to ask for help and get that support.
Yeah, I mean, I think we do have to ask. I think there's no question, though, in most of our experiences is really that still women, I mean, because of part, like, we have the pregnancy, we have all the prenatal visits, we have the delivery, we have the maternity leave. Very early on, it's established that we do a lot of the home care and a lot of the rearing care, particularly in the beginning. And I don't even mean that it has to be asking. It has to just be shared expectations and changing the responsibilities. I mean, I think even in Lean In, you know, by Sheryl Sandberg, one of the things that really resonates there, she talks so much about the way that she could be leaning in and be this workhorse is really that she chose a partner who was interested in helping her have a career. You know, if you are with a partner who's not as interested in that, think about maybe how you have to make changes in your life so that you have some self-care, so that you really do sleep, so you've got a little bit of reserve the next day to take care of your children when they're screaming their heads off and have the patience that you actually need. And then do exactly what you're saying, like have patience with, like, you know what, the laundry is piling up and, you know, the mountain of laundry is just my new normal, right? So it's, but it is, I think, really thinking about it, who is your partner in crime in helping raise these kids, and how is it that you divide up those responsibilities for rearing? You know, I mean, I just think, Melanie, I think so many of us, and in the exam room with patients and families, I see this, and I certainly see it in myself, that, and I wrote about this in my new book, you know, the angst that comes from, it's not even just simply guilt. It's really just the angst from feeling like, I really want to work. I really want to contribute to the world. I want to have an income so I can, you know, provide for my children. And I really want to have all this quality time. Oh, right, and I want to do all the organic food, and I want to do sleep training perfectly, and I want to make sure I get rid of the pacifier at 6 months. I mean, we
you
get
sound just
lists.
Like me.
Right.
You sound just like me. And we are all list makers, Dr. Swanson. We are list makers in our head. We're list makers at 4 a.m. We're list makers. I have lists of my lists. And so if we feel good about crossing things off those lists, now you're talking about women being the breadwinners and that whole work-life balance. There is a big debate about the work thing. And judging other parents and parents judging parents and, oh, you chose to go back to work so early. So what do you do about that? How do you sort of turn that off, whether you're on the side, Dr. Swanson, and we don't have a lot of time, whether you're on the side of the person who's judging somebody else, which is kind of hard to turn off, or if you're being judged?
Yeah, and I think it'll happen both ways without us even wanting to. We want to be really open-minded, but to make ourselves feel good even about our own choices sometimes, I think we look at the faults in other people's, right, to make us feel more comfortable. One of the infographics in the book that I love really talks about how similar we really are, and we forget that. So stay-at-home mom versus working mom, let's say. Breastfeeding mom versus formula-feeding mom. Reality is if you ask working moms and stay-at-home moms if they're happy, it's about the same. 85% of working moms say they're really happy. And 80% of stay-at-home moms say they're really happy. Same thing with stress. If you ask working moms, how many of them are stressed? 48%, so about 50%. If you ask stay-at-home moms, are they stressed? 50%. It's about the same. So, I mean, I think we're all trying to do this right. And, of course, we need to think really carefully about how punitive we are and how competitive we are. And I'm not trying to be all kumbaya. I'm just trying to suggest that I think there's a lot of energy and writing and shared messages about how we're different. And in reality, I think we're all working in and out of our home desperately to do things right, failing, succeeding, struggling, and experiencing great joy. And in some ways, the online space and the blogosphere has kind of heightened the points of tension and dissimilarities, when in reality, there's this great opportunity to suggest we're kind of all in it together.
So give us your best advice in the last minute, Dr. Swanson, for that work-life balance, the superwoman syndrome, having it all, and what you think is the most important things we should take from this.
Well, forgive yourself. You know, first off, forgive yourself in advance before things start. Let yourself remember that even if you feel locked into a situation, if it's childcare or if it's work or if it's a daycare or if it's a partnership in your home, all things can change with time. Give yourself the space and energy to acknowledge that maybe when your five-year-old goes off to kindergarten, it's not that you get to work more. You might feel you want to work less, and that's okay.
And that's okay, and we have to be patient with ourselves and engage the support and the help of a partner and people around you, and try not to judge other parents, and lest ye be judged. Isn't that what they say? You're listening to Radio MD. This is Melanie Cole, and the show is Healthy Children. Our expert guests are provided by the American Academy of Pediatrics, along with their consumer website, healthychildren.org. Thanks so much for listening. Share it on Facebook. Like us on Twitter. In the reverse, this is Melanie Cole. Stay well.